Okay.
Okay. We are running ahead of time, but I'm sure we'll fill in the time productively over the course of the next 2 days. The next topic are the just to give people a snapshot of the key strategic issues that the Council has dealt with and some of them identified as key issues going forward that will be discussed either at this meeting or subsequent meetings. We did allude to some of these in the induction session, and whilst these are not in any particular order, I'm just trying to reflect on the last 5 years of the Council, and bearing in mind that this Council was reconstituted 5 years ago to try and provide greater value to the Board than our predecessor, which was the Standards Advisory Council, was deemed to be doing. And very much we have tried to stay with a strategic focus, looking at both operational and implementation issues, periodically with advice to help the Board in terms of determining its priorities, and bearing in mind for many of the early years of this Council, because there was such a strong commitment to the convergence process between IFRS and US GAAP and the two boards working closely together, and a number of very large projects that were subject to the Memorandum of Understanding, that process tended to drive the agenda and the priorities of the board, and with the limited resources available to the board, there wasn't a lot of scope to take on additional work. But interestingly, even at that point of time, one of the pleas, I guess, from the Council reflecting concern from stakeholders was that once those convergence major projects will finish, that everyone would welcome a period of calm. And I think that was one of the earliest pieces of advice that this Council did provide to the Board. But I think we all recognise that with the development of accounting standards, there is no finish line. The task is never finished. There's also always something new developing, and periodically there may be some developments in capital markets that might, of their very nature, dictate a change in priorities. One of the piece of input that I think this Council has been instrumental in putting on the agenda is the recognition that there is a significant network that has a meaningful interest or stake in with the activities of the IASB. In other words, groups that in their own way are involved in providing some information that is relevant to the users in capital markets and the decision making that underpins that. And without being an exhaustive list, those stakeholders would include the International Integrated Reporting Committee, and to some extent a topic that is on the agenda for this meeting, the role of corporate reporting really flows from the recognition that there is a lot of work going on by that committee, and indeed there is a memorandum of understanding between the ISB and the IRC to ensure that the activities are not duplicated and wasted. Another topic that has periodically come to this Council, although at this particular meeting we are probably devoting more focused discussion than ever before, and that is the role of public sector accounting and in particular IPSASB, and is that the right approach? And I think it's fair to say that historically, whenever that issue has been raised, the view of the board has been that I guess driven by two things. One is the fundamental constraint of resources. There are many things it could do, but is constrained by resources. And secondly, the focus in terms of IFRS is very much on providing relevant financial information for people who need to make investment decisions within the capital markets. At our October meeting, we had a a visit from the former chair of the ISB, Sir David Tweedy, who representing the International Valuers Standards Committee, given that valuation is not a precise science. There's an element of judgment. And for those of you who are preparers like me that have to sign off on accounts where we have to assert the value of assets on our balance sheet, that is something that we pay a lot of attention to, given that regulators would not want us to provide information that is misleading. Clearly, and this is more relevant for many of the developing countries and emerging markets, countries that have joined the IFRS bus, where their capital markets may not be as developed and or may be much, much smaller than those in Europe or North America. The standard for SMEs is a very relevant standard, and periodically this council has been able to discuss that particular topic with some useful input, I think, to the deliberations of the board. Periodically, the issue of technology, which seems to impact every industry, it doesn't matter which industry you're operating in, but technology is impacting on the way in which you conduct your business. It's no different in the world of reporting, and you'd all be aware of the XBRL initiatives. Last calendar year, we've devoted some time to discussion on the need for the XBRL Advisory Council to maybe change its focus and whether or not it should be incorporated with this council. The view was taken, and I think it was a pretty clear message, strong consensus from around this table that the XBRL committee should be separate from this one, but that there should be very close cooperation and liaison between the two, bearing in mind that their work is often technical, whereas our focus is very much strategic. Again, going back to the earlier years of this council, a strong message that I think it delivered to the board was the imperative of undertaking post-implementation reviews once a new standard had been promulgated and bedded down and implemented, to ensure that the analysis that supported the development of that standard and the benefits that that standard was presumed to bring are actually being achieved. More recently, we've looked at whether or not there should be an interim standard for rate-regulated activities. And again, that was a very useful discussion. We've looked at effects analysis. And so out of all of that, there are two agenda items that are coming to this particular meeting, namely the role of corporate reporting and consideration of what should be the appropriate governance framework for the development of public sector accounting standards. That's as much as I wanted to cover in terms of my summary. I'll throw it open for comment, particularly those of you who have been members of the council for a while. Is there something of real significance that you think I've overlooked? And new members, feel free to ask any questions that summary may have caused in your mind. Unless you want to add something, Christophe?
No.
Oh.
That must have been a very good summary.
It must have. I didn't intend to monopolise the session, but I just thought it was important to just give a high-level summary, which hopefully I've done justice to. So again, it is very much, this topic was very much, put on the agenda with one eye, really, to the new members, to give you a very quick introduction to some of the activities of the council, and bearing in mind, in the induction session, there was a very useful, pertinent question and useful discussion on exactly where is the boundary between strategic and technical. And it's very hard to explain that in narrative as you participate in these council meetings going forward, it will become much, much clearer to you where the boundaries are, and I think the way in which papers are presented by the staff make it very clear sort of where the staff and the board believes we can add value, and very much it is on that sort of strategic focus rather than encouraging us to enter into a debate on the technical details of a standard. Well, we're running a long way ahead of time, but that is not necessarily a bad thing, because we've got some fairly meaty topics for discussion that the extra time will enable us, I think, to devote more time. And what is unusual about this meeting is that normally we would have at least two breakout sessions. On occasions we've had three. Three is really a huge workload, but on this occasion, just because of the way in which the agenda has come together, there is only one breakout session, but if we're running ahead of time and have time up our sleeve, we'll be able to devote a bit more time to that. And I think the lease discussion will obviously be a very meaty one, and if we have more time for that...